Gently close your eyes and allow your whole body to relax. Do three ishes and one long om to raise your energy level. Call your guide by name to stand by you. Your guide now escorts your Trinity from your body and invokes a ray of light around it. And look, your Trinity is rising up the ray of light higher and higher and higher and enters into the radiance of the light. And then immediately, your Trinity flows through the light into your sanctuary. You and your guide are now alone in your sanctuary. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Stretch. Your guide now escorts you to your river of life. It's flowing majestically through your sanctuary. Stand on the bank of your river of life. Listen to what your guide is saying. Hey, let's board a small craft for a ride down your river of life. Let's experience it. Let's find out what it's like. Let's ride on your river of life. Unmoor your craft. Get in it. And look, you and your guide are off. And you're at the tiller. You're guiding your boat, your craft down your river of life. Isn't it wonderful? Listen. Listen to the sound of the water as it laps against your craft. And lift your face to the sun. Yes, and let a free hand trickle in the froth of the water as you begin to navigate your river of life. It's a lovely river. Look about you at the flowers and the lush green growth on the banks. Look up. The birds flying above you are joyously singing to you. Yes, you are at the tiller, and you can navigate your river of life now. You know how to go with the current. You are in charge, and you're in control. You have all the power now to do it. You have all the tools, so flow along. Flow along on your river of life. It's okay. Laugh and smile as you once and for all recognize and acknowledge who and what you are. And there you go. Notice how you're riding the crests of your river triumphantly. You've got the strength, the determination, the power and the commitment to steer your craft on your river. And yes, your river flows around new bends and new rapids where new experiences await you. Positive, loving experiences are awaiting you. So triumphantly navigate your river of life. Hey, look, even the fish have come up to smile at you. Flow along. Flow along. Oh, yes. There are rapids to be navigated. What would a river be without them? But you can navigate the rapids now. You can cope. You know how to live. how to love, for you are love. So flow with the rapids. You're at the tiller of your craft, and it's your life, and life is yours. Toss your head back triumphantly. You are guiding your life's craft down your river of life, and you have won. You have won. You have won for life and for love. You've won peace and found the light God within you and the light God beyond. You are of the light and in the light. You are strong. You are powerful. You are triumphant, for you're in charge of your craft. Negativities are either gone entirely or soon will be recycled organically and disappear. You are alive, alive, a living, integrated Trinity, powerful and in control. So flow along down your river of life. Hey, look, your craft is bouncing and dancing on your river of life, happily and joyfully. Go ahead, experience the sheer joy and vitality of living and loving. Look how the waters, too, dance with you. Yeah, and your craft is doing a little jig. And breezes caress your face. The sun kisses you. So enjoy each new turn in your river of life. And observe as your guide points out what's ahead for you. There is peace and there is beauty. Yes, there are problems. But you know how to handle them now. You have all the tools. You've toiled valiantly. So now enjoy the ride down your river of life. You've earned your reward. You've earned the joy. Life is yours. Take it and live it. So flow on and experience the peace, the warmth and the joy of living in self-love, in light, in God's love. For this is how it can be and will be for you, because you have chosen this way. Yes, the adventures of life and living are ahead of you, but you have all the tools you need to keep your craft afloat. You found and have inner peace, and you're a winner, and nothing can daunt you anymore. You've used your free will to find self-love that will see you through any crisis. Your cup runneth over into the endless river of life. You have so much to give, you only have to remember that you are not the adopted negative love patterns. Give them no energy anymore. You are of the light, and the light in you is the God who gave you love when you were created. And enclosure all essences and all aspects of you were joined in God's light. Gently follow your river of life to where moments of joy and undoubtedly some sorrow await you, to be experienced as a part of your natural journey through life. Sure, there are going to be trials, but you can face them now. You have the strength, you have the self-worth, the self-love. So flow along and see what is ahead for you. There will be moments of peace and contentment that await you. And there will be challenges, and you'll meet them. Oh, sure, there'll be rocks and boulders in your river of life, but you can guide your craft around them. You have all you need, all the tools to guide your life down your river. And there are going to be disappointments, and so what? So what? Enough of the past. Enough already. You can live now, in the moment. Live and love, for you are in control. Hold on to your tiller. Stay in control. Your cup of love will enable you to handle all disappointments. There'll be more joy and love because you now let love flow through your entire being, to your aura and to those auras around you, where they will all mingle as one, for the past is dead. The past is dead. You've closed the door on the past. There is only today and tomorrow and the future, and it's all yours. It's all yours. You're winners, and you're triumphant. And look at the difficult moments in your river of life, and know you can handle them now. And see how beautifully you handle your craft and yourself. You can flow right over any problem. You're not daunted by obstacles in your river of life. So toss your head back in triumph and laugh. Notice how well you're in control of your craft. You can handle anything that comes in your way because you are loved and you are lovable. And toss your head back, laugh as a spray of waters touches and caresses your face. Toss your head back and exult, because you are triumphant and life is yours. Yes, life is yours. It's yours. And when problems come up, so what? So what? End self-pity. End your tears and start living and loving and laughing in the here and now. You have given yourself back. So traverse your river of life with power, with positivity, with self-love, with self-esteem, with self-control, with self-acceptance. You are loved and you are lovable and you're triumphant. So toss your head back and laugh at life. You have won. You have won. You're a winner. As you come to the end of your river of life, you will go on to loving progression in the Godhead light realm of spirit. This is your enlightenment and triumph. You have found at last what you've been searching for. You have found how to navigate your river of life, undaunted and unafraid. Unafraid because you have found who God is and who is the light, and it is you. What more joy and fulfillment can there be in the universe than being one with yourself? So accept this truth. Live and love and be, and fearlessly flow through to the end of your river of life for this lifetime. As the sun sets resplendently in your sanctuary, watch and observe your river of life triumphantly joining with the sea of eternity. Yes, the God in you is attuned to the everlasting God, for you are one, you are love. Peace is yours. beach your craft and sit with your guide on the banks of your river of life and watch your river of life flow into the sea of eternity. And as you enjoy this vision, listen to Robert Burns' lovely words. Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I have found thee. Ah, I know at last the secret of it all. All the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning, the burning hopes, the joy and idle tears that fall. For 'tis love and love alone the world is seeking. And 'tis love and love alone that can repay. 'Tis the answer, 'tis the end and all of living. For it is love alone that rules for a. Your radiant Trinity now returns to this room that you're in the form of a cone of light energy, and enters the crown of your head, filling your brain with light, bringing it peace, strength, tranquility, commitment, and resolve to own your own self-acceptance, self-forgiveness, and self-love. Your Trinity of Light dissolves all residual self-resistant and self-doubt. There's no room for it anymore. Your healing Trinity's light flows into your head, down your face, down to your neck. Observe it flow across your shoulders and down your arms. Out your fingertips. Watch as the true light of your Trinity, which is you, descend down your back and spinal column, bring it power and strength and healing. And observe the light flow gently into your chest, removing all anxieties, all tensions. The light fills your heart with peace, self-acceptance, self-forgiveness, and self-love. Fills you with a strong resolution to be free of all negative self-destructive patterns. The light now flows down into your center to ground you, then into your genitals to revitalize them. This healing light flows down your thighs, through your knees, into your calves, into your feet, and out your toes. Observe it create a circle of light around you. Notice the color of your light. This is your protective aura. Observe it spread through every cell, every fiber of your being, and exude through the pores of your body to join the healing protective light that surrounds you, your aura, and know this eternal truth. You are of the light, and all aspects of you are now in the light. Therefore, you are love. You are loving. You are lovable. And I am.